Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He has been covering college football for a long time and doing it great. CBSSports.com is where you can find his work. At Dennis Dodd, CBS, is where you can find him on Twitter. Now is the time to follow him because college football is less than 2 weeks away. Dennis Dodd joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm good, Sean. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's great to have you on, and college football is almost here, and it's like Christmas Day is coming up here in the next couple weeks. But before we get to that, I want to start with the Ohio State stuff because I don't know if they promised anything by today. I think a lot of people were just doing the math on what 2 weeks looked like from the time they formed this committee to investigate it. I guess, what's your overall sense? What do you think is ultimately going to happen with Urban Meyer in this thing? And what do you think should happen with Urban Meyer?
I think he'll be back on the field. That's just my opinion. Now, there's a middle road here. It's not necessarily an either or. The middle road is a suspension. Now, a lot of people won't like that, you know, that he would come back at all. But, you know, I can see a situation here where he gets suspended for 2 or 4 games because he did lie in Chicago at the media days. He lied 9 times on 9 different occasions. And for anyone to say lying to the media is not, you know, a fireable offense, well, the doors to that ballroom weren't padlocked. He was lying to the country. He was lying to his bosses. He was lying to the Big Ten. He was lying to his peers and his staff. And then he came back with that tweet a few days later saying he reported it. So which one is it? You know, and there's some other questions he probably needs to be asked based on Brett McMurphy's reporting from last week. But that's going to be up to Ohio State to ask those questions. So that's what I think will happen. What I think should happen, you know, at this point, he has to answer some questions to me. You know, what did he know and when did he know it? This isn't a legal situation, Sean. It's a moral and ethical situation. As soon as you hear of the 2009 situation where Zach Smith assaulted his wife, why are you dying on that hill ever again? You know, you cut him loose right then. Why do you even want a guy like that around? And now you've got the story about him ordering this stuff in his office and having sex in his office. And it's just, you know, why would you go to the lengths for that guy? So I don't know. I'll reserve judgment for now.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see, Dennis. I mean, you make a good point, like the suspension. If it's a suspension, then it needs to be about the lying part of it, because that's the one where there's, yeah, you know, that's the slap on the wrist. If it's about harboring somebody who's been committing domestic abuse, to me, there's no black and white. Like, that's
right. That's right.
There's no suspension for that, right?
Right. No, that's a fireable offense. And, yeah, you know, he is basically, with that tweet a couple of weeks ago, I guess 10 days ago maybe now, he dared Ohio State to fire him. If you read the tweet, read between the lines, you can fire me, but you owe me $40 million for my buyout. And, oh, by the way, Gene Smith should go too, because I told him. Now, I have a question. I don't know what proper reporting protocol is. Based on what he said in Chicago, I don't even know what version of the truth Urban is telling. So, but if that's the case, he is daring the school. And by there's an issue there. Sean, if you or I are on paid leave and we're suspended and our employers are investigating us, we get fired for tweeting that. That's an act of insubordination. That wasn't an official Ohio State memo. That was him doing that and his lawyer.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. That's an absolutely great point. Dennis Dodd joining me, CBSSports.com, talking a little Urban Meyer. And before we get to some of the work that you and your colleagues have done at CBSSports.com, some really interesting polls from current college football coaches. Just last one on the Ohio State situation. If Urban Meyer ends up keeping his job, how much does this hurt him? You know, the lying, how much does it hurt him, and how much ammunition has he given his colleagues on the recruiting trail?
Well, Ohio State's won before him, they'll win after him. They've won after they've fired Woody Hayes. They won after they fired Jim Tressel. It's almost to the point that I don't think it matters if he's on the field or not. There will be some immediate upheaval if he gets fired, absolutely. But we're talking about a football powerhouse. They'll keep winning. Urban Meyer's maybe the second best coach in the country, but Ohio State is one of those schools, along with a handful of others, Sean, that are just going to keep going. It happened at Penn State. It happened at USC. They're now back to, by the way, Pete Carroll-type levels under Clay Helton. Not many people know that. But I think the question that needs to be asked in the immediate aftermath, if Urban Meyer returns to the field, fine. The people that are doing this are banking their careers that absolutely nothing in the past or in the future shows up on Urban Meyer. And you know what I'm talking about. Are there any other people out there who knew about Zach Smith? Were there any other wives being abused anywhere on the staff? I'm just bringing that up as an example. I'm not suggesting that happened at all. But because if that happens, it's not going to be just Urban Meyer. It's going to be the president, and it's going to be the AD, and the people that run the university are still the regents. I think they're called regents there, and they're going to be making the decision. So that's what they're trying to get through in their minds right now.
Yeah, and it's a state school, and you have, you know, these things roll up eventually to a governor, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the regents at Ohio State are appointed by the governor, yes.
Yeah, and there's elections, and it's a very nuanced situation. Situation when it comes to a state school like Ohio State. Dennis Dodd joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I want to hit a couple of these topics, Dennis, that you and your colleagues gave to, I guess it's a portion of the, is it a portion of the FBS head coaches out there that was the voting constituency?
Yeah, I think we ended up with, I want to say a third. I can't remember what the final number was, but that to get that many to talk anonymously, not off the record, but just anonymously, I think was quite a feat.
Yeah, no, it's interesting stuff. It's good stuff. I think people eat this type of stuff up. And you just mentioned Penn State, you know, as being one of those programs that, they obviously were able to withstand that horrific scandal that they went through with Jerry Sandusky, not with a little bit of pain along the way. But to that end, it surprised me that James Franklin was one of the two coaches that tied for first for the answer, who is the most overrated coach in college football? He and Willie Taggart of Florida State tied with 20% of the vote. Did that surprise you that James Franklin's peers see him that way? And what does it say about the mentality of that vote that James Franklin is seen as overrated?
Yeah, that's the only one that stood out. That was the outlier. There were nine coaches. We listed the top four, and I think five split the other 34% of the vote.
Correct.
But Willie Taggart, number one, or Willie Taggart tied with James Franklin, that's obvious. Kirk Ferentz, obvious. Lane Kiffin, obvious, for reasons to have him overrated. James Franklin has reshaped how we need to think about him as a head coach. Two 9-win seasons at Vanderbilt. He's led Penn State back to prominence, winning the Big Ten. Getting within an eyelash of the playoff. They're now a 10-11 win team every year. I can look, people wanted to put this on us when we ran this. We're just reporting the news. This is the coaches voting. I was surprised. I think it's some pettiness and maybe some jealousy. And I don't know why. James has proved an ace recruiter. I forgot about that. Look at the recruiting classes they put together.
Yeah.
At a place that, July 27, 2012, I thought I was going to have to drop down to FCS after what the NCAA did to it. And I know that's a long time ago, but, credit Bill O'Brien, credit James Franklin for getting that aircraft carrier turned all the way around, and they're back to where they were. So, yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, and then most underrated coach in college football, the voters, David Shaw and Chris Peterson tied at 12%. I mean, there were a total of 19 coaches named by the voting constituency. So it was pretty well spread out. I guess I'll just ask you your opinion. Who do you think is the most underrated coach in college football?
I would have to put David Shaw up there. I think Chris Peterson has proved himself. He was the other guy tied around there. Not to disparage him, Chris Peterson's one of the top five coaches in the country. I don't think he's underrated at all.
Yep.
A guy like Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern under those constraints, similar to Stanford, winning big. I always want to put Bill Snyder on there at Kansas State, but I guess we're to that point where everybody knows what he's done. So I don't think he can be underrated anymore to do what he's done at the Miracle in Manhattan. And I really think a guy like Mark Antonio at Michigan State, operating in the shadow of Michigan all those years, and I think now has won 8 out of the last 10 or 9 out of the last 11 at Michigan, against Michigan.
Yep.
And been to a playoff. So guys like that.
Yep. Dennis Dodd joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You can find the articles I'm talking about at CBSSports.com. And Dennis, the one you specifically have your name on for this is for Candid Coaches, you guys are calling it. Which college football coach runs the cleanest program? And that, again, is a David Shaw, Chris Peterson tie, just like the underrated college football coach. Is there any sort of correlation between being underrated and running a clean program? I don't know what that says. What does it say that there's a direct correlation?
Yeah, I don't know. I think in that situation, it just may be a coincidence that those two popped up. I don't think you have to be underrated to run a clean program and vice versa. I think that's just the way it came out. But when I did my portion of it, I did get a lot of those guys. Fun, quick story about Stanford in that respect. David Shaw told me this 2 years ago that when they get the June grades for juniors, guys going into their senior year, okay, you know, the guys they can recruit, he said there's a national group of 50 players that they can recruit every June going into their senior year. Now, and I said, you got to be kidding me. No. He swore it was true. Obviously, he knows it's true. So I think that's underrated, and I think that's clean, too. When the school is telling you who you can recruit, not vice versa.
Yeah, and I guess just for some perspective, I mean, I'm assuming for that your garden variety, Power 5, you know, SEC, ACC, you know, the big names, I'm guessing it's 5 to 6 times that, right?
Well, yeah, and all those schools are in on the same players. And Stanford's in on some of the same players as SEC schools. And Shaw made the point that of those 50 players, look, there may be 5 running backs in there, but you don't need a running back. You know, your class is full, or you may not need a linebacker. But that makes it doubly hard. Yeah, basically everybody in the country is eligible for some of these other schools.
Where are you going to be week one of the season? On September 1st, where is Dennis Dodd going to be?
Michigan, Notre Dame. I think that's huge. There's a story there either way. The loser is immediately on the hot seat, especially if it's Jim Harbaugh. He would then be 1-6 against Michigan's 3 biggest rivals in the continuation or the reboot of the Notre Dame rivalry. And that would just start a whole new cycle of speculation about Jim Harbaugh. So, I think the story there is the loser, not the winner.
Yeah, flipping to the other side real quick with Brian Kelly, I feel like he's got a good relationship with the AD.
Yeah.
He kind of weathered that 4-8 storm a couple of years ago. But what with Brian Kelly, could it be if they were to lose, could it be how they look losing that might turn up the temperature on his seat?
Yeah, they went 10-3 and you know, got back to where they should be. But it's Notre Dame, you know, and it's Michigan. You lose to Michigan. How could you lose to these guys? How did they look? You know, what's the score? Did they lose by 20 at home? I don't know. But when you're the Notre Dame coach, it comes with the territory. I'm not making any specific, points there. It's never good for a Notre Dame coach to lose to Michigan.
No question. Hey, Dennis, I'm a Notre Dame grad, so I know that it's never good for a Notre Dame coach to lose to Michigan. Absolutely. Dennis Dodd, you can get him on Twitter. And I highly recommend you do it with college football season coming up because he's got great content all the time. At Dennis Dodd, CBS on Twitter. He covers college football for CBSSports.com. Dennis, I always enjoy the conversation. Safe travels to South Bend. Tell everybody I said hello.
I will. Thanks, Sean, so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.